This morning, we continue our Project Milwaukee series, Black and White, examining race relations in the city. WUWM's Susan Bent visited New Hope Missionary Baptist Church on the northeast side as members gathered for a weekly discussion group. They shared their experiences and views of race relations in Milwaukee.
I really kind of believe it's worse here than it is in Mississippi now. I really do. You kind of can tell when somebody's faking. I can feel it.
I'm originally from Memphis, and like she said, Southern people are a lot different. When I brought up here as a little boy, I used to speak to any and everybody because it was the right thing to do, it was the way I was raised. And I would go, hi, hi, I'm just talking to people, hi, hi. And they constantly looking at me like, what's wrong with me? You know, and it was just not only whites, but blacks too. And as a bus driver, when I drive around the city, there's a different air in each east side, north side, south side. It's like it's territorial. You know, when you come in, you automatically feel, as she said, the change in the atmosphere. It's changed some since I've come here. That was back in 68 till now.
So between that time, it's what, worse? Better?
It's better. It's gotten better. It seems like they really are trying to get along, but some people still holding on to the past.
A lot of times we think things have gotten better, but we've just learned how to work it. It's always this feeling, if you're in charge as a majority person, if you're in charge and I'm helping to make what you're doing successful, then I'm okay. But then that day that I become in charge and you're there to support me, then I start to feel those vibes. It's not just racism, there's classism and all kinds of things that do it. And when we talk about the church being that place that's segregated, a lot of times it's because we don't feel comfortable.
I was the only black man in the parts department. I worked there 30 years, and there was a double standard. I know it was a double standard. I went for 5 years without an evaluation. If I had gotten that evaluation, then when I retired, I would have had a better income. But I put up with a whole lot of stuff that I just, you know, you swallow it. Because, you know, you got a family that you got to feed.
I work in Brookville, and I know there's prejudice in this area, but out there, it's there too. And it's not so much the older generation, it's the younger generation. Mm-hmm. You're teaching your younger people this. This shouldn't be. We ran to a lot since I've been out there, and I've been out there 10 years.
If things are really going to change, we have to not just do it at the top. We have to do it down at every level and so that a black man who is not educated, who cannot speak like other people, that he is still treated humanely. And so I think it's always been the case that they choose one of us and pull us out and say, you're okay. But, of course, you're not like the rest of them. And we're all human beings, and we have to make sure that even the kids on the playground are not suffering because of their color. We can't forget at any level and think that we have arrived because we haven't.
If we'd be more courteous towards each other, it would be better. But each individual has to want to do this. You got to want to do it and not think so much about self. Think it is doable.
If you just showed up here one Sunday, show up by yourself and kind of get a feel of the place. I mean, would you be nervous, scary, upset? Or what you think about that?